You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are in the studio, and we're just hanging out today with Phil and the dogs, and hopefully they don't start up their nonsense because
one
they start to
snoring,
get bored.
So yeah. Croc is sound asleep.
Yeah, if you hear snoring, it's not Barb and I.
Definitely not.
Barb, you know what I did yesterday, which I've been wanting to do for so long? I don't know if you've done this or not. I feel like it's a risky thing to do.
Uh-oh.
Like after I did it, like after I pulled the trigger, I was like, ooh, am
you
I going to regret this?
You doing something risky. I'm very intrigued now. What did you do?
I signed up for 23andMe.
I've done this before. I've done 23andMe. I've done Ancestry. I love it.
I knew you'd, I had a feeling you did one of those.
God only knows how many
you did.
Wouldn't it be cool if it turns out we're related?
I would not be surprised.
I wouldn't either.
People say we look like sisters all the time.
I know. And when I got mine back, I'm 49% Ashkenazi Jewish. So
yeah,
maybe
Ashkenazi
we are related.
Yeah. It's so funny because I don't know what prompted me to do it. I just kind of was like, oh, I know. I was watching something on.
And kids, that's Daniela's idea of risky. I knew it wasn't. I knew it wasn't anything reckless at all. Go ahead.
I am what they call square edge. I saw something. I don't remember. I was watching some show and somebody was talking about how they found out that they weren't who they thought they were this whole time. And I was like, huh. I wonder what that would say.
You sure it wasn't our conversation you and I had about me?
I mean, who knows what triggered me? But all of a sudden I was like, Frankie, we should do 23andMe. And she was like, yeah, let's do it. So we signed up for it. And I'm just like, you know, what could I possibly find out that I already don't know? I mean, it seems like every year I have a new relative that pops
up. Yes, I was going to say, do you really want more siblings?
I mean, I have like 12, 13. I don't even know anymore. I've lost count.
We've done a couple of episodes on siblings that you found. So I'm thinking you're in for it. You're going to...
Well, here's the funny part. So I call my mom and I go, Mom, guess what I just did?
Oh,
and,
no.
And she goes,
I can't wait to hear her response. Go ahead.
I go, Mom, guess what I just did? She goes, what'd you do? And I go, I signed up for 23andMe. She goes, what the hell is that? Because, you know, my mom doesn't know what any of this
okay.
stuff is anymore. She goes, what is this gram tweet, tweet, tweet gram? What is all this stuff? So my mom doesn't understand any of that stuff. So I explained to her what 23andMe is.
Right.
You know what my mom says to me?
I can't wait.
She goes, well, are you prepared for that? I go, what do you mean? Am I prepared for that? What does
coming
that mean?
From her, that's quite...
Yeah. I said, what does that mean, Mom? I mean, do you have something you want to tell me? And she goes, no. I mean, what about you? Like, what if, like, do you have any, like, skeletons that might fall out of the closet? And I'm like, what does that mean, Mom? I go, Mom... If I have other kids out there, don't you think I would know?
Yeah, I think, I mean, unless you're a male and you were in a rock band in the 70s and 80s pre-AIDS epidemic, I think like, you know, I would be afraid if I were one of them.
Yeah, if I was a guy, I'd be a little more apprehensive to do it. But I'm like, what do you, Mom? And she's like, well, you know, what if, you know, you have someone out there? And I'm like, Mom.
So funny.
I would know if I had another. I would know.
Unless you're donating embryos.
Yeah. I'm donating embryos. So, I don't know. My mom, sometimes my mom's reaction really just floors me on stuff, which is why I enjoy telling her stuff so much. But yeah, so I thought I would give it a shot just because my mom doesn't really remember a lot of
right.
things, like a lot of like
what time you were born.
Yeah, she doesn't know. So it was interesting. But you know what was really weird is we went on, Frankie and I also decided to dive into like Ancestry.com
and
stuff.
Ancestry.
And there was already a lot of info on me in there because I guess some other family members had signed
right.
in. What I also found was there was a picture of me that someone had loaded up.
Really?
From like my high school yearbook. And it's a picture I've never seen before because clearly I never saw my high school yearbook. I don't think I stuck around long enough for that. But the picture was unbelievably close to what Frankie looks like.
Oh, wow. And that's actually really cool.
Frankie did a side-by-side and her and I looked a lot alike. Like,
I
all
love
this time
that.
Where I always thought Frankie looks exactly like Gilby. She looks a lot like me.
She does pictures. Look a lot like you. I see you in her a lot. I think it's like her mid-face and her like definitely there's she's a combo.
Yeah, it was really, it was fascinating to see that picture. I was like, oh my gosh, Frankie, you and I do look a lot alike sometimes. But yeah, it was, it's wild. So I'm waiting for the kit to arrive. I guess you get the kit in the mail and you put your saliva in it and send it off. And then you have to wait 2 to 3 weeks to get the results back.
Right.
So
it's great. I've done both. I've done 23andMe and I've done Ancestry DNA. The thing I loved about it is I don't know anything about my biological father. Mm-hmm. And there's been a question my whole life since I'm a young adult. I found out that it could be one of two people. Mm-hmm. And the old DNA information before 23andMe and Ancestry and before it became really a public, you know, forum.
Right.
The one company that I sent DNA to said that A was my father. The other one said that B was my father. Then I did one that with my two siblings, that would be 100% my siblings had the one man been my dad or only 50%. And it said that I was 100% with one of them and not with the other. So none of it made any sense. And it was total junk science. So when 23andMe came about and Ancestry DNA, my doctor at the time said to me, actually, you know, it's really legit. 23andMe is preferred by doctors for the genetic and the biological information you get.
Right.
They actually, even my doctor at Forward, they can download the raw data from your DNA and then go through it with you and tell you, you have a predisposition for this. Or
right.
I was able to find out that I did not test positive for, I think, 7 of the 10 variants of the BRCA 1 and 2 gene. They could tell that through through 23andMe.
Yeah.
It's really invaluable. I haven't found any close relatives through 23andMe, but on Ancestry DNA without knowing, my two nephews and my one niece all came up as being a first degree relative, either a half aunt or a first cousin, because it's the same level of segments of DNA.
Uh-huh.
And it's hysterical because I had no idea. So it is very legit because all of us did it without knowing. And my nephews did it for a school project and they were under 18. So my sister-in-law had to, you know, submit it and she controls it. And she didn't tag me to a tree or anything. None of us knew. So it's really, really legitimate and really cool.
Yeah.
And it's interesting what you find out. I mean, I had Zach do it and I found out that A, his father's last name is not a real last name. When they came over here from another country, they changed it. Zach has no German ancestry at all. He grew up thinking he was half Irish, half German.
Isn't that so odd that you grow up thinking you're one thing,
right?
And then you do this and you find out somehow down the line, somebody got confused and gave you the wrong information.
Zach is 92.8% British Irish.
Wow.
Which is great because everyone who gives him shit for wearing the kilts.
Right.
Now he could, he's had people comment him saying, what makes you think you have you're legitimate to wear a kilt? You don't have the lineage. And Zach's like, how do they even know my DNA? Like, how do they even know what I am other than by my last name and guessing?
Yeah.
Well, he's legitimate. He is, you know, Irish, British, Scottish. We were even able to find out the crest from his family, his family's crests and their patterns for the kilts. So now, of course, we're going to have to buy more. It turned out that Zach has no German ancestry. I found out that I'm 50%, almost 50%
Ashkenazi
Jewish. So now that kind of tells me who dad A or B is, because yeah. one was Sicilian and Italian.
Yeah.
I have no Italian blood at all. Right. None, nothing, not even like, you know, half of 1%, nothing. And then the other half of me, which I knew I was Polish and I knew I was Lithuanian and Ukrainian from my mom. But then I found out that I'm like majority of Russian. So I'm like half Eastern Bloc and half Ashkenazi Jewish. And so I love the fact that you can find out these things about yourself. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I thought it'd be interesting also just to find out the health aspect of
biology.
It, of what you're, what you're more susceptible to and, you know, what your DNA kind of lends to. And for Frankie as well. By the way, this is not an ad at all. This is just happenstance.
No.
But they were having a special also. I guess it's like they're having some sort of special right now, and it was like $70 off. So for $129, I signed up for the 23andMe and the health thing together for $129. It was totally cheap.
It's really, I've really found it invaluable. And
It's interesting. It's just kind of something interesting to
do. It's nice to know your biology.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's important. And the 23andMe one, it was amazing the stuff that the doctor was able to sit with me and show me what information he was able to, you know, to tell me, like, you either have a typical likelihood, a lesser than, or a greater than likelihood.
Yeah.
And they will tell you there's specific variants that they are able to test for in your DNA. And they could say to you, you do have this variant. So this is something you want to look at. They're not diagnosing anything.
I think that's really good.
I think it's brilliant.
Really,
I mean,
helpful.
One of the things that came up for me, and I was fortunate, touch wood, that I came like with a very clean bill of health. Like I didn't test positive for many of the things, but one of the things that I did say that I have a propensity for or a greater likelihood is for macular degeneration of my eyes. And my mother had that and my grandmother had that.
Uh-huh.
And so that's one of those things where you can't 100% prevent it,
but you can look out for it.
I could take beta carotene.
Yeah.
I could take bilberry again is another one. There are certain things I could get, you know, screenings more often and catch it when it's first starting earlier than waiting till, you know, it's, I mean, I might be able to save my vision. So I think it's great.
I'd like to see what your supplement intake is every day.
I don't take that many, believe it or not. I really don't.
What do you take every day?
Every single day I take D3, which I've been taking since pre-pandemic. And after my mom passed away, and I don't want to be boring, but my mom actually passed away from congestive heart failure. And so I went right to a cardiologist after she passed away because I favor her genetically in every which. And so I wanted to see what there was in my genetics and my health history and stuff.
Or if you're predisposed also,
For heart, because you can really prevent a lot of things with your heart. And so the cardiologist said to me, I'm going to test you for D3 because we find a extremely close correlation, a link for people that have clinical. We almost all in America have a deficiency in vitamin D.
Yeah.
But if you have a clinical deficiency that you need a prescription for it, they're finding that on that level, most people that are in congestive heart failure, have heart issues, do have a clinical deficiency.
Right.
And so he tested me and I do. Uh-huh. So I take that. I've been taking that. So even pre-pandemic, I've been taking. So I take that every day. I take, I have to be really careful because you and I talked about this, those vessel
tests,
dipsticks for when you first morning urine,
it
tell you I have too much biotin. So
I
have to be, almost all vitamins have biotin in them. So I don't, multis, I don't take biotin, but every day I take magnesium, D, C. I really do love those the libido.
Yeah,
I find them for me. I'm not doing hormones, but the maca, it has maca, damiana, and ashwagandha in it, and it is the ticket for me.
Yeah, I know. So, you've always
those
said
that's what
really
I take every day.
Yeah, I take D every day too. I also take a probiotic every day.
Oh yeah, and actually I do. I do that too.
And I take those cranberry enzymes also because they help with
you
know, urinary tract infections and you know, girly stuff. And I also take glucosamine for joints.
That's really important.
Yeah. And then I
conjointrin and glucosamine. Yeah. If you have any orthopedic or joint or muscular issues, it's amazing.
Yeah. Those are the set of things that I take. I do want to add like calcium, magnesium, because I don't drink.
It's a weird thing because, I know. I have to, I get that checked. Mm-hmm. I get my levels checked in my blood because it's so important when you're of a certain stature, especially for osteoporosis.
Yes.
It's really, really important. And that's when I did that DEXA scan, but you can have too much calcium.
The DEXA scan, is that in place of a bone density scan or is it?
It is a bone density scan.
It is. It's the same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And I need to do that.
That was another thing that the Forward doctor that, the doctor at Forward told me that was one of the things that he felt was missing, that, you know, it's not routine,
mm-hmm.
But you really should have it because that's information too that you could really use.
You're supposed to get a bone density scan, I think, once you hit your 50s.
A lot of insurance companies will not cover them, and they're very expensive.
Yeah.
But that body spec, which isn't a medical DEXA scan, but it does give you enough information that it will tell you that, you know what, your bone density is
you need to
grossly low.
Yeah.
Tell your doctor, you can bring this to your doctor and your doctor can medically order you one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I all that information, I'm all about finding out everything you can through screenings, mm-hmm. so that you can, you know, be in control of your, you know, your biology.
Yeah, totally. You know what I found out this weekend? I was talking to a couple of my girlfriends, and you know how I talk about this, how when I started to go through menopause, I chose to go on HRTs.
Yes.
So I take a very low dose of estrogen gel, which I put on my thigh, and then I take a progesterone pill. And that really helped me with, like, you know, the hot flashes and all the uncomfortableness of going through menopause, you know, the joint pain, and it just kind of helped level me off a little bit. But what I'm starting to notice is that some of the symptoms are starting to come back.
Mm.
So I am making an appointment with my doctor to go back and run another panel and see if maybe I need to either change the dosage of what I'm taking now, or, you know, maybe there's a different plan for me. And
I think they also say, not to interrupt you, but I think they also say that it's beneficial. Some doctors say it's beneficial to take a break from it.
Yeah.
And then to start up again because you can plateau.
Well, I called my doctor and asked him that specific question. I said, should I, when do I go off of this? And he said, you don't go off of it because you're still having symptoms. And if you go off of it, you're really going to feel miserable.
Makes sense.
He's like, you don't go off of it until you stop feeling symptoms of menopause.
Totally makes sense.
But talking to some of my girlfriends over the weekend, a couple of them were saying the same thing, that they've been on HRTs. One of them said she's been on HRTs for about a year. And she's starting to have hot flashes really bad again.
Wow.
She's starting to have joint pain again, the depression, the loss of libido.
Wow.
She's starting to think that she also needs to tweak her hormones. So I think that it's a good idea to just kind of really be in tune to that.
And that's where...
And listen to your body and see when you're not feeling like yourself, whether you're not feeling like yourself physically or emotionally, be in tune to that and try to figure out what's going on.
Right.
You know, and so for me, I'm going to go back to my doctor, do another panel because I did a baseline panel when all this started.
Right.
So I knew where my hormones were starting at. So I'm going to go revisit that within the next few weeks.
That's
and
really
see what's
smart.
Going on because, and I'm still not fully menopausal because I'm still getting my period every.
Oh, fun.
I know every couple months here and there, I'm still getting my period. So I do need to kind of figure that out. Yeah, I started to notice that all of a sudden I'm getting like these hot flashes. Oh my God, I was in Pilates the other day. There is nothing worse than getting a hot flash when you're working out.
I can't even imagine.
Can I just tell you? So my instructor is this cute young girl and she's, you know, looking at me, slowing down, and she's like, come on, Daniela, you can do more repetition than that. You know, she was like trying to push me. Meanwhile, I'm having a hot flash.
Oh.
And I was like, girl, if you know what's good for you and what's safe for you right now, you better move away from me.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Because I'm having a freaking hot flash and she's yelling at me, telling me to go more. And I'm like, ah.
I got super lucky when I escaped all that.
It's so interesting how some people just completely escape.
I don't know. You know, I was so distraught in my life when I went through that. I just woke up one day and it was never got another period and never had any symptoms. And like I said, I've said many times, the only symptom I've had was a lowered libido.
Yeah.
You know, lesser than my, you know, Scorpio, you know, swinging from the rafters libido. But I was fortunate enough to escape all of that.
You're really lucky. Know? You're so lucky because I definitely feel it. I feel more tired. I don't have the energy I used to have.
Well, I don't have the energy I used to have. That's for sure. But I didn't really equate that to menopause. I'm equating that to just
so much energy.
My life is insane.
Yeah, there's that too. I mean, that's the thing is my doctor's always like, well, what time do you go to bed at night? When I say to him, I have no energy. Something's wrong with my hormones. He goes, okay, well, what time do you go to bed at night? I go like 2 o'clock in the morning. He's like, what time do you wake up? 7. Daniela, that's why you don't have energy.
Well, you know.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
There, I don't know if you've been reading a lot of these studies that have been published as of late. And Hendrix is doing a sleep study for his lab for in college. And, you know, it's really interesting, but they've now concluded, the science right now is saying that anything 5 hours or less accelerates our aging.
Yes.
And it accelerates our propensity for dementia.
Yeah, I read that too.
So it is really important. And, you know, a lot of people say that as they get older, they require less sleep.
Yeah.
They find themselves getting less sleep and requiring less sleep. And that's why they're early bird special and they're up at the crack of dawn. But by the same token, you do need 7 to 8 hours.
You need more sleep, but yet your body is telling you you can't sleep.
Right.
And it's because you're not producing as much melatonin as you used to, because as you age, you produce less melatonin. That's another supplement I take, actually. I forgot to mention. I do take melatonin at night before I go to bed.
I do it on occasion. I have two neuroscientist sons that tell me every day how bad melatonin is unless you need it or unless it's for jet lag. So I don't do it often, but when I do, magnesium I take before bed really helps me fall
that
asleep.
That Calm supplement is very good.
Yeah, I take just straight up pure. It's the brand is actually pure magnesium, but I take it before bed and it, like, I dream like I am in another world and I sleep in the deepest sleep. I mean, Zach always laughs. He's like, oh, there you are in your natural habitat. I'm always in bed. If I have the opportunity to, the minute Sabbath is out cold, I am in my bed under the covers on my pillow. I've been really good about not touching my phone except for to say goodnight to the kids and you know, look at my calendar and see what time
and goodnight
I have
to
set
me.
My alarm. Yes, I do. I try. I love sleeping. I'm like, it's like I love sleeping.
You know,
I slept through my hot flashes. I don't know.
You're so lucky. I have such a hard time sleeping just because of my back pain. The back pain is brutal and it really...
That
it
dull
disrupts.
Ache, you just can't get away from it. I've had that with my neck sometimes. And it's
the worst.
It really does suck.
Horrible, because nothing you do is comfortable. Sitting hurts. Standing hurts.
No.
Laying down hurts. Laying on your back hurts. Laying on your stomach. Laying on your side. Everything
sucks.
Hurts.
Yeah.
So it's all about managing that back pain for me. But I'll tell you what really helps me too is I have like an electric blanket, a heating blanket,
yeah.
which I love because Gilby likes to keep the room really cold at night. And I
shocker.
Yeah. And I'm always cold. I need heat. So my heated blanket in the winter is lovely. It's my favorite thing. And I turn it on before I go to bed, right when I start washing my face and brushing my teeth, you know, doing my routine. I turn my heating blanket on so that when I get in bed, my sheets are warm.
What does your doctor say to you about heat and cold? because it's like the information lately, if you go for acupuncture, acupuncturists that I have found are like, no cold. It's bad for the chi or whatever, one of them. Heat.
Yeah.
And then if you go to an orthopedic doctor,
they tell you ice.
No heat. And then there's doctors like chiropractors that I've gone to that tell you, do a combination, 20 minutes heat, 20 minutes ice. It's like, what is the right thing to do?
I know, you're right. You're 100% right. That's exactly what I always hear. Some doctors tell me put heat, some tell me to put ice. But my issue is I hate ice. I don't like to be cold.
You're like Zach.
So
Zach is the biggest, I mean, for a man, usually men like everything freezing. My husband's like you. He has jackets on, hoodies on in the summer. Yeah. Every time we go to the merch company, he's like, I want a long sleeve and hoodie. They're like, you know, it's going to be summer touring. I don't care. I'll cut the sleeves off. I'm like, Zach, most people don't want a lined hoodie for the summer.
Yeah.
You know, that's Zach's like, my fans buy it. And I'm like, whatever. He's very grateful to everyone who does, but he is always cold like you.
Yeah.
I don't like to be cold. And I tend to be cold more than hot, but I do like to sleep with it cold. Like I like everything to be under 50 blankets and just my face to be cold. So, but I just laugh because Zach is exactly the same.
I get angry when I'm cold. Like I just it irritates you.
A
total bitch. Yeah. I just get angry. Like I'm just so grumpy when I'm cold. I think
a lot of people get like that when they're too hot. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. Well, that's. I guess that's what makes the world go around.
Yes, it does.
We're all different. Anyway, is it time for Barb's bag of tricks?
Yes.
I have one I have to tell you about too.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay, so this is a sexy one and it kind of is related to what we've been talking about with hormones and hormone replacement and yada, yada, yada. So you and I have discussed before, like the Mona Lisa laser, the V, all the vaginal tightening, transducers that you can get at a doctor's office where they're supposed to help with vaginal dryness, painful sex, tightening, and the literature on it and the science, again, some doctors are like, no, you know, that isn't going to do anything for you. And you don't know if it's going to get too hot and you could have issues. And then there are some doctors that are like, it's the greatest thing ever. I will say that I have found that my female doctors tend to believe in it more and I would trust them a little more because I'm sure they've tried it and they can give you firsthand knowledge.
Yeah.
So this gadget, the Joy Lux, Joylux, it looks like a very well-endowed vibrator.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so I spared us all by not bringing it into the studio today. And actually, I have one in my trunk. And
you're driving around with that thing, I see, huh?
Well, the reason I have it in my trunk.
What are you doing in that car, Barb?
The reason I have it in my trunk is because the first one that I got.
If you pass by Barb on the freeway, she's got a big smile on her face. Let me tell you why.
Well, okay. So the first one that I got did not work. It didn't work at all. It didn't charge. It didn't.
Okay.
So they gave me a brand new one they sent to me and they gave me a return code. I have to return the one that's in my trunk, but I was going to show it to you because it's never been used just so you could see what it is. But you could see from the app.
They actually asked you to return it. You know, like, that's okay. Just throw it away. Like,
I guess because, you know, they're also getting their stuff manufactured. So, you know, maybe they'll get a credit for it. I don't know.
But what if
I did.
It was used?
I really, truly didn't ask. But okay. So, this Joy Lux device is like doing, it is the same technology. It's an ultrasound device that you use personally. And it's like an at-home vaginal tightening device.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like having the Mona Lisa.
At home.
At home. And you could do it in the privacy of your own home.
If you really want to get kinky, you could have your husband, your boyfriend, or your significant other.
Okay, let me just say something about that. This is rigid, hard plastic.
Never mind.
It is not pleasant.
Never mind.
Yeah. You do not want to let somebody else put it inside of you. This is by your own.
Don't listen to Daniela.
Yeah, I wouldn't let Zach 10 feet near this thing because he, forget it. I won't be able to walk.
No, so no.
Zach is never to see this thing.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So scratch
this,
that.
Okay. So this Joylux device has an app. Uh-huh. It connects to the app. You can only turn it on with the app and sync it. It has a calendar and it tells you what days you need to do it and for how many, you know, it's like 5-minute sessions.
Lovely.
Or 6-minute sessions.
Uh-huh.
It says my current program, I'm on session 3 of 30. I have last time was on the 24th for 6 minutes. The next time is the 26th for 6 minutes. Once you use the gel, it's like an ultrasound. You have to have a conducer gel that conduces the light and the heat. And it does not hurt once it's inside you, but it is, I mean, if it was a man, it's got it going on. It is.
You are really selling this, Barb.
It is not. It's like kind of like the one that I had with Dr. Rahi. It's, you know, it has different programs and different intensities. It gives you options of different wavelengths, like if you want it to be a fluttery wavelength
or a
pounding wavelength different wavelengths.
Wow, this is so thoughtful.
But what's real, there are many. Okay, I have to say this. I've only utilized it twice. I had no husband home.
Well, you had a good time then.
I have to say, now that he's home and I've gotten to test drive to see if these two sessions have done anything, I don't know if it's psychosomatic or what, or if, you know, Mr. Wilde would think that it's all him. It was like a whole nother.
Really?
A whole nother thing.
Really?
I'm like, this thing works.
Wow. Well, there you go. It's Anne, and it's right before Christmas. Time to start your Christmas shopping.
Yes. It's not inexpensive.
Buy yourself a Christmas present.
Yeah, or give it to your
girlfriends?
Significant other. You can use their conducer gel, or you can use any kind of, you know, water-based lubricant or whatever.
Yeah.
What's really cool about it too, though, is when you are doing this, if you're not watching The Real Housewives or something to like mindless that you're not paying attention, it gives you really cool information each session on menopause, like really great articles to read on your sexual health, on, you know, supplements, on hair thinning, on muscle aches and pains, skin changes.
Yeah.
And it gives you I wish it would show me one that I could.
So what do you do? You just like
here. Okay. So hello, Barbara Ann. Let's look what's new today. Vertigo. Did you know that vertigo during menopause is a thing?
No, I had no idea. Well, but it doesn't surprise me because everything is a fucking thing with menopause.
But it's really interesting because then it'll tell you, like headaches, some women ask if vertigo is a symptom of menopause. And it is.
Oh.
Because it really throws off your balance and your equilibrium.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it gives you, add ginger to your diet to stimulate your blood circulation.
Yeah.
Ensure that you're properly hydrated and you may be anemic. You may need an iron supplement. Check with your doctor. So it's really, I mean, it's really, really great. I honestly think this thing works.
Really? So, you don't just think it's because Zach has been gone for a while and...
No, I don't. I mean, I will say, if you ask him, he'll say it's him. But I don't know if it's just because you are doing something for yourself. So you're thinking there and so much of sex and orgasm and libido is mental.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's just because you're putting yourself in that frame of mind and thinking about those things. I don't know. All I know is I'm going to say that it's
You're very happy with it.
And I am very happy with the purchase. It is not inexpensive. They do have options for you to break it up into interest-free payments. And the app comes with it. And, you know, it's a one-time purchase. It has a warranty for 2 years.
Most of these things have like Apple Pay, not Apple Pay, but like Afterpay now.
Afterpay.
Which makes things a lot more
highly,
convenient.
Highly recommend this, Joylux.
Well, you know, just to go with that, I was on Carmen Electra's, I follow her on Instagram. And
who doesn't?
Yeah, who wouldn't? She was promoting this product called Screamer Gel.
Oh.
which I think kind of goes along with what you were just talking about.
Interesting.
Yes. So this screamer gel, well, you can figure it out for yourself what that's for. You don't need old Daniela to tell you what you need that for, but it supposedly helps heighten your
orgasms. Does it have CBD in it?
You know, I didn't dig deeper because, you know, my name's not Miss Barbara Ann Wild.
You know I'm going right in the down that rabbit hole when we leave here today.
It says Gel Max compound formula. It's got muscle relaxation. It increases sexual satisfaction, improves genital sensitivity, increased chances of achieving orgasms, and it helps stimulate screaming orgasms.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know. And she has a code on there, Carmen20, for 20% off your order.
Awesome.
So, I don't know. Check it out. Maybe that's something interesting, too. But the name caught me, Screamer Gel. I was like, wow, what's that?
There you go.
That's very interesting.
That's great.
Yeah. So anyways,
I'm going to have to check that out for sure.
Well, just when you thought this was going to be a boring health episode.
I mean, Carmen Electra is walking sex. So she's if she's, you know, promoting something, I'll buy it.
What do you got plans? Any plans for the weekends? Anything?
Yes, I'm going on the Kiss Cruise.
That's right.
Yes, I leave Saturday. Kiss is performing, obviously, and Black Label Society.
How fun is that going to be?
I mean, I'm going to have Sabbath with me, so it's going to be a whole new experience of a Kiss, of a cruise. It's the first cruise post, or it's not post-COVID, but since we know what we know.
Just be prepared, because Kiss has inspired many a rock star kids.
Yes.
Including my own.
Probably meet some of your sisters and brothers on Kiss Cruise.
But yeah, a lot of, like Frankie always says, when she saw Kiss play, that really inspired her. Because it does, you know, for the makeup, so,
I mean,
the theatrics,
our bassist, Sabbath's godfather, JD, Kiss was his inspiration for doing music. I know so many people that's their inspiration.
Yeah. So that'll be really fun. Kiss Cruise?
Yeah. I mean, it should be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a buffet, free food.
Where is the cruise going to?
Encinitas and Cabo.
Oh, fun.
So that should be fun.
And they'll let you spend like the day in each place?
Yeah, it does port. It does port. 2 days at sea, 2 days porting.
I wonder what resort they'll drop you off at.
I don't know. I've been trying to figure out what exactly, you know, there is to do. I know a lot of people do bring their children, so there are children functions and things, so I'll be doing some of that.
Well, if you go to like San Jose in Cabo, like if you take a little taxi drive to San Jose,
right?
It's so lovely there.
I love it.
It's like that art community there. Oh, and there's like this... Oh my God, you have to, if you get a chance, I don't know how long they're going to let you stay there.
Yeah, I don't think it's that.
But Flora Farms is amazing.
Oh.
Flora Farms is so amazing. It's up in the hills there, and it's not very touristy. It's a little, you know, they have like a restaurant and little shops and stuff, and it's just beautiful.
Oh,
and
I don't know yet.
Organic farm-to-table food. Really
love
good.
That.
Really good. I love that
I don't
place.
Know what the schedule is yet. Our tour manager, Talina, who's amazing, will tell me, you know, what each day brings. Two of the days, Zach, I'll have shows, so he won't be joining us. It'll just be Sabbath and I.
Yeah.
But it should be fun.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, well, so that is what I'm doing.
You won't have me
weekend.
There with you, but you'll have a good time
I would
anyway.
Have loved for you to come.
I would have loved to go, but all right, Miss Barbara Ann Wild, I think that does it for this episode of Honest AF. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you have any questions, comments, or products, or subjects you want us to tackle, please hit us up on our socials. Honest AF Show is our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. HonestAFShow.com is our website. We love hearing your feedback, so please let us know what you want to hear about. Till next time, take care. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here, so we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.